It's the name of a song by Del Shannon, the guy that sang Runaway. And so I always just loved that title so much. And so I just used that. It seems so like intriguing, or something like you'd get in a dime store novel, you know.
Poetry noir.
Right, yeah, definitely.
Do you want to read the title piece? Could you do that?
Oh, sure. Stranger in Town. Life in unbridled collapse. Let tuneful praise ascend. Not a single line out of step with my band. Aboard the riverboat, when the sun shone red and especially dark upon my room, I was shown to 3464, once Jack London's, I was told. The black forest alcohols filled my mind, my one and only skull with rock crystal, the butcher's field. Its grass and the stream cut my rooms in three. I write and I laugh to think again upon the stream. Its demon black mask lights underneath. My servants stay fine and lower their eyes. I proclaim the empire, my coat of arms and cigarettes, to be held across facades of cathedrals, crimson the flight. More than one death from a square bottled ink, the Marvel brand.
There's this interesting quality of your work of really, well, not really abrupt leaps, but certainly a non-linearity that goes with it. Is this the way your mind works, or do you have to work the poem to get that quality in there?
A lot of the time, I use a typewriter a lot, and I load the typewriter, and sometimes I'll just leave the paper in the carriage and type when I want to, and maybe it'll go on, you know, maybe just one day or over the course of like 3 days, probably at the most. And then I get all the material down, and then I'll usually leave it alone for a day and come back to it. And then I start editing, adding sometimes too. But a lot of the time, I think it's just the way I hear things. I hear things in a dislocated way sometimes. But I think if you string something in next to it, you know, the sound can lead the sense of it.